Or L'chof Testeves, Monday night, Dvar Halach about Chazor Sashatz and Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Okay, so we talked about Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo last night, and that some had the minhag call it perhaps not to say it at all because it runs into the Chazan's words and you don't hear the Chazan and you can end up saying an Amen Yisoma, or Bechlal, the Chazan's voice is not even heard by 10 people, which is not such a good idea. It's not good. It has to be heard by 10 people, by Chazor Sashatz I'm talking about. There's another cheshbon for not saying it, and that is, you know, we think of Chazor Sashatz as, why doesn't someone do something about that? Just get rid of it or something. Like, who needs it? So, it's not... So, although... Obviously, I assume everyone knows that the original Takana of Chazor Sashatz was to be Moitzi Sheino Baki. And really, the Mishneh Berurah paskens that if you do something like forget Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh, that then even though you're a Baki and you could daven Shmona Esrei, but you're allowed to use the Chazor Sashatz to be Yotzei Shmona Esrei instead of saying the whole Shmona Esrei over again. And that's even if you're a Baki, not only if you're not in a Baki. He recommends against it because he says you're probably not going to end up listening to every word, or you're probably going to miss out on parts of it. You're not going to be able to maintain concentration listening to every word, but a kuponim, it's out there, and that's another reason for Chazor Sashatz. Now, obviously, you would not be saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, because you're being Yotzei, and it would be considered a Hefzik, and you wouldn't be Mafzik. But even further, that there are those who say, and bring down the Arizal, the Vilna Gaon, that if you listen to Chazor Sashatz the way you're supposed to, so it's really like you're davening another davening. And, sometimes you have something, sometimes you like, you wish you could daven another tefillah, you have something to ask Hashem for, and really you can do two more tefillahs a day by standing by Chazor Sashatz and listening to Chazor Sashatz and having in mind that's Ke'ilu you're davening. And he's not being Motzi you, obviously, but it has that Madrega that it's like you're davening. And there, and the Gros says, when you're doing that, you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. You would not be answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. You would be standing and listening as if you are Taka being Yotzei. And maybe you are being Yotzei to a degree, vicariously, and therefore it's considered like you davened another davening. But the point is, Lagavi Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, you would not be saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo if that's the case. That's if you're standing still and listening to every word. Okay.